Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9 and verses 10 and 11. The Gospel of the Kingdom. Now, when I'm talking about the Old Covenant, I'm using the word gospel with its meaning of good news. When I'm talking about the New Covenant, of course, I'm meaning, by the word gospel, I'm meaning the full meaning, which we understand by the gospel today. But what I mean here, thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. This is what we have here. The king is coming. The king is coming to Jerusalem, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's verse 9. Now verse 10, I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem. There will be peace. And the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. This king will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and so on. And then verse 11, as for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. The gospel of the kingdom. Well, I see two main words here to emphasize this good news, this gospel. Peace and liberty. Peace, peace proclaimed to the nations. Verse 10, we have it. He will proclaim peace to the nations, even to the pagans. Peace and liberty by the blood of the covenant. As for you, verse 11, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. There they are, in bondage, in a waterless pit. And they're prisoners, they're captives. And by the blood of the covenant, this king will release these prisoners from their waterless pit. Now, which covenant are we speaking about? Let's deal with the old covenant first of all. What do we see here? Well, Israel was blessed of God, and I believe God is saying here to the Jews, he will bless them yet, now, upon their return. And the blessings that God brought to his people were peace and liberty. Liberty from their bondage in Egypt in the beginning. Liberty now from Babylon. God would bless his people, and there would be peace and liberty together for Israel. But of course, all that was symbolic. The blood of the covenant there was the blood of bulls and goats and lambs and so on. And it was all a symbolic cleansing of sin. The book of Hebrews makes this clear. But now let's come to the new covenant, which is our day. We're talking about the elect now, not simply Judah. And we're in the new covenant, and it's Christ's covenant. The blood of my covenant. This is not the blood of the Mosaic covenant, the blood of bulls and goats. It's the blood of Christ. It's the shed blood, the sacrifice, the propitiatory sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. And in that propitiation, in that death on the cross, and in that righteousness that he lived out, is the everlasting salvation, the peace and the liberty of all the elect. Proclaim this peace. Yes, it's preached today. I try to preach it. I can only preach it because it's been accomplished by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Freedom, peace, proclaimed, accomplished, all today. Peace to the nations, deliverance, freedom from sin. This is the gospel, the good news. That's what it literally means. And it's the gospel of the kingdom. It's the gospel of the new covenant. It's the gospel I'm preaching now. Unbeliever, if you will trust this Redeemer and shelter under the blood that he shed, the blood of his covenant, peace and liberty, deliverance from slavery. John chapter 8 is really clear on this. You will be free forever. And at peace with God. We have peace with our God through our Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Romans 5, verse 1. Unbeliever, if you refuse this blood, refuse this covenant, refuse this mercy, refuse this gospel, refuse this Christ, is everlasting damnation. Believer, we are at peace with God and we have peace in our hearts because we're at liberty from our sins and the bondage of Satan, and all through the blood of the covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us rejoice in him.